whatever you want. Just dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All of the features on the site, they're totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com as we launch here into the third hour of the show. Mark, you did have a few more comments on being introverted that I thought were interesting and I didn't think that deserved to be just off the air. So
okay.
Do you want to share those quickly and we'll get back to these calls?
Well, you had mentioned the Myers-Briggs test and sort of being introverted as far as the test went. And I've taken the
when I was a kid.
Yeah, I've taken the Myers-Briggs test and I've come up extroverted every time. I'm just an extrovert. That doesn't mean that I'm not that shy in certain situations. I'm just extroverted.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you fit more of the definition of what the sort of common definition of what an introvert is as opposed to the Myers-Briggs definition. Myers-Briggs definition of an introvert is simply somebody who sort of plans and thinks in their mind as opposed to people that sort of think out loud are extroverts. And I, if you'll hear me talking, I'll be formulating plans as I'm talking. And, you get the privilege of hearing half-baked plans that way. So there's no, it's not good to be extroverted or introverted from the Myers-Briggs side. It's just,
really?
It's just sort of how they rate it.
Well, I'm not saying being introverted is bad. I'm not saying that. I think that there's certainly a place for introverts. I'm sure introverts are better computer programmers or better thinkers in general. But if you are trying to get into a social movement, and this is a very social movement up here, the New Hampshire Liberty Movement with thousands of people moving here eventually in order to be activists for freedom, there are roles for introverts here, no doubt about it. I mean, you can be a computer programmer and you know, lock yourself in your room and you can still be an effective activist. You don't have to be an on-the-street, sign-waving, kind of upfront in your face kind of activist. Certainly not. There are lots of different roles. But if you want to get along with your fellow activists effectively, there are some social skills and things like that that wouldn't hurt to develop. I guess that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm not saying there's anything
pitch
inherently
definitely
wrong.
Extroverts.
Right. Nothing inherently wrong with being an introvert. That's not what I'm saying at all.
When I say that you you fit the introverted definition, what I'm saying is that you could sit in here by yourself and do your computer stuff pretty much all day long without feeling
pretty
like
much what I do.
Yeah, you're feeling badly about missing human contact. I will begin to feel lonely relatively quickly and must go out and choose to go out and find people to talk to. So I think that that's sort of the more classic definition of introverts and extroverts, people that need people, gregariousness.
Let's go to your phone calls about what you want. Lyle is in Utah. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Lyle. Lyle, Utah, going once. Lyle in Utah, going twice.
I don't know if it was live conversation, but you mentioned something. I'm assuming you're the one that came up with the videos about 9/11.
What
was it you or the other guy?
What videos are you referring to?
Oh, the Loose Change.
Don't
there
think
was
you're
like three of them there.
Pardon? We were not talking about such things on this show.
You weren't?
Nope.
Today?
Nope. We don't talk about that stuff.
9/11 is not our gig.
People call in about it sometimes, and it's, we'll talk about it then when they call in about it, but I'm not interested in uncovering the truth about what happened. All I'm concerned with is the tyranny that we have to deal with today and finding a solution to achieve a voluntary society. I'm not too concerned with
the details.
Well,
I thought all the tyranny today is all related to 9/11.
Building for much longer than before 9/11. There were all kinds of new government programs being introduced year after year and more intrusiveness.
They certainly have used 9/11 as a springboard.
It's been an excuse.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been an excuse for tyranny, but that's all it has been. It's just an excuse.
Well, I thought that one of you guys made the videos. You didn't make the videos?
Definitely not. I do make some videos online at thefreekeen.com, but nope, I'm a radio talk show host for the most part, and that's what.
Well, the main reason I was calling is you're familiar with Professor Stephen Jones here in Utah.
He is one of the go-to guys of the so-called 9/11 truth movement.
Right. He's also a friend of mine.
Okay.
But as of last April 6th, here in the Deseret News in Utah, he published an article there in regard to the nanothermite particles that were discovered in all samples of the 9/11 dust. I mean, this
and
is new information.
And does that prove something to you?
Well, that proves that it was basically brought down with controlled demolition.
So what are you going to do about that?
Well, I was just wondering what you guys are going to do about it. I'm the listener.
I'm not going to do a damn thing about it. I'm going to secede.
You are?
You have to understand, I already know that the government is evil. See, I don't need to have some sort of evil plot revealed to me to prove to me that the government is evil.
Well, we know they're evil, but what I'm trying to say is, shouldn't the world know about this discovery? He's gone all over the place, so the news media's they've tried to get this out, and they can't get it out.
I'm pretty sure the world has their own problems to deal with today that they would much rather focus on than be concerned for what happened almost a decade ago. I mean, why don't we start talking about the Oklahoma City bombing while we're at it? Let's talk about the truth behind Waco. Let's talk about, you know, all kinds of things.
Oh, yeah, those are nightmares, too. But I'm just saying that the Patriot Act bill and all these other bills
are coming
forward.
We could go forever. Do you see what I'm saying? We could go forever and talk about all the minutiae and the allegations. I know you believe they're facts. Some of the other people would disagree with you. You might disagree with them, and you'd go back and forth forever arguing over what you believe the truth to be about one particular event in the past. And I'm trying to tell you that the truth of what happened there has absolutely no bearing on my life today and what it is I'm looking to achieve, and that is bring more people to understanding the ideas of freedom, implementing freedom in as many ways as possible in our lives, and getting the state off of our backs. I don't see how any of that's going to help me. Do you?
Well, I just, Obama is still using the 9/11 thing as his pegboard to go after everybody in the country, in the world.
He'd have something else if it wasn't 9/11, dude. You know, he'd have something else. There's always an excuse for tyranny. There's always some new reason that some new government program is necessary. You just happen to be talking about one of the more recent ones.
You mentioned earlier about all this Al-Qaeda, supposed Al-Qaeda thing invading
I'm
the
sorry,
internet.
You're not listening,
so
you are not listening to our show. You keep saying I did things, and that wasn't me. You're not listening to – you were not listening to Free Talk Live. You apparently called the phone number for the show that you were listening to, but Free Talk Live is a show that's on the air. It's a show where you can call about anything, as we've allowed you to do. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. The phone screeners answer Free Talk Live when they pick up the phones, but apparently some people are oblivious.
Well, I don't. Maybe it doesn't sound like a show name to them necessarily.
Maybe. Yeah, you're right, I guess. 800-259-9231. We continue with your calls, and we go to Steve in South Carolina. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Steve.
You know, I took the Briggs-Myers test when I was working for the state of Colorado, Child Support Enforcement, and so I was a young professional. And I was like, why am I taking this test? And so basically I cheated the test because I just want to go ahead and put myself right there on the fulcrum and let them try to figure it out. You know, the whole test goes back, well, there's two points to this. The test goes back whether it's environment or heredity. I mean, you know, why are you introverted? Well, it's because I grew up, my environment, or it's just because that's who I am, or whatever the case may be.
Good question.
I target this point as an undergrad in college. All the time. I mean, that was one of the more prevalent arguments. And the thing is I look at it this way, when we were talking about it, well, when you guys were talking about it earlier, if you come up introverted, maybe it is, and it's all the interpolation of the data, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But if you come up introverted, maybe you have not found your passion, whether it's personal or professional. So once you do, and you made a comment earlier, like, well, I can be in a room, I can be in a computer, and I have no social contact whatsoever. But even these so-called introverts, these computer nerds, whatever, they have their own social circles. And, you know, somebody may just decide to get up and go outside and just feel that, you know, there's other people around. So I don't think there's a complete introvertedness sort of per se, as somebody's just going to shield themselves from all other people. They need to have some sort of connection, a group, a clan, whatever you may call it. And I just, getting back to my main point when Ian was talking about, is if you haven't found your passion, yes, maybe you are introverted. And when you do find your passion, you go for it.
Mm.
And so you cannot base an interpretation of a test and make it be the rest of your life.
I agree with you.
I think you're right that there's a point on the continuum between introverted and extrovertedness that is insane, but there's one on the other side of extrovertedness that's insane, too.
Yeah.
So, I mean, anywhere you're too far to the edge, that's not going to be good.
Steve, if you got more, hang on. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and this is Free Talk Live.
Alakeys.com is a community for self-learners. At Alakeys, You'll find tools to help you connect with people learning the same things you're learning, tutor other community members, and to make contacts that can help you find jobs. You can also earn money by sharing your know-how with others and contributing quality content. Visit Alekese at alekese.com. Again, that's alekese.com.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious-tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Chews for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchews.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Due to recent events related to the H1N1 virus, the Center for Disease Control has issued a public health emergency across the United States.
What can you do to prepare yourself from potential airborne threats?
Using patented technology developed for NASA, ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers sanitize and protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, salmonella, contaminants from chemtrails, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces.
With no filters to replace ever, you save money.
Prepare yourself today. Truthful answers to your questions and concerns can be found at ZeroFlu.com. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 1-888-766-6066. 1-888-766-6066. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
Have you ever noticed that celebrities are endorsing weight loss products and health aids? Do you think they endorse these products for free? I don't think so. I'm here to tell you, I'm not a celebrity, and Life Change Tea doesn't need one. Think about this. The product speaks for itself. What a concept! Our product works. You get healthy, and you'll lose weight. Summer's coming. Look and feel good. Order now. 928-308-0408. Write this down. 928-308-0408. Or you can order online. It's easy. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You have nothing to lose but the excess around your, anyway. Life Change Tea. It speaks for itself. That's GetTheTea.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live, take control of the airwaves toll free at 800-259-9231 and bring up whatever you want. It's 1-800-259-9231, and tonight it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All of the features are free, so enjoy those on us, including the archives. If you missed a moment of the show, you just need to click and download. They're right there on the front page of the website, going back for an entire year on us at freetalklive.com.
I've been using this product, Unicure, for over a year now, and it's a skin and hair conditioner. I use it as a, you know, like normal hair conditioner that most people do, but when I get out of the shower, I use it to style my hair too. And then the extra, I just sort of rub across my face, and you wouldn't believe how smooth it makes your skin feel. I recommend this. I've been buying it myself before I, you know, before they started advertising. Unicure.com, 888-UNICURE. That's Unicure.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. Back to Steve in South Carolina. Steve, other thoughts for us? We've been talking about introversion. You had some insights. Go ahead. Steve?
Hey.
You're back.
Hit me. Are you there?
Yep, we got you. Go, Steve.
Okay, well, the thing is Mark was talking about you can take extrovert to the extreme limit, which would end up into a sociopath. and that just made me think about something. And I was talking about a norm, you know, somewhere where there is a chi curve that there is a norm and not go from one extreme to the other. So I want to ask Mark, are you an extremist, Mark?
Am I an extremist?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not. No, I think that some of my political views somebody might call extreme. However, I don't see them that way.
In what way do you mean extremist?
I mean, is for Mark, is either yes or no, on or off. I mean, there is no gray area for him.
Oh, no, that's not true for me. I definitely see gray areas.
So you're going to analyze things and try to figure out, if it's going to the negative or to the positive, and you're just not going to say, oh, well, this person's this way, and that's the end of that story.
Yeah, I don't think that you can say one person. I think that, a la Steppenwolf, that people are fractals, that their personalities, that they'll do a given thing in one circumstance that they wouldn't do in other circumstances. I think that people don't have a personality, but they have many personalities.
Mm.
They're probably very similar, those personalities, but that they'll do different things in different situations. I don't think you can say that person is a loser or things like that.
Okay, well, that's good. It's just when you went to the sociopath end of the extrovert, I was like, well, let me just check Mark on this one and just make sure that, you know, we're all on the same page here, because, I mean, these tests don't prove anything other than where you are at this point in life and, yeah, and on the in the interpretation of the data. So,
yeah.
I mean, you are your own person, and you can decide what you're going to do, just like Ian did. He said, you know what? I didn't have a passion, but now I do, and this is where I am, and I'm now an extrovert.
Yeah, I've got to say that I'm very proud of Ian for that, and I know that these things aren't particularly easy for a guy that comes from his circumstance, but we went together to a conference, and it was essentially where we had to meet program directors and sort of get our show in front of them, and we were very young.
As we're going to do next weekend.
Yes, but this was 3 or 4 years ago,
yeah,
and at the time we were completely unheard of. We'd only been advertising in Talkers Magazine for a few months.
Yeah, it was our first time.
And
there.
You would think that would be something that I would be better at, because I'm just sort of the natural
salesman
and pitch man. But I wasn't comfortable because I really don't know that much about doing affiliate relations, which Ian had been doing for quite some time at that point. And Ian essentially stepped up and took, you know, went out there and stuck his hand out in front of people and did a very good job. It wasn't stilted or weird or anything like that. And I think that if Ian was ever hobbled by being an introvert, he is not by any means now.
But you know what, though, Mark, you're right it's still there with me. Like, I feel good now that it's our fourth year or whatever.
Oh, yeah. It's nice not to have to do that, even if you're an extrovert, okay?
Okay, I'm glad it's not just me then, because now I feel good. We can just go to the open bar, crack open a couple whatever free beers they're giving away, and just stand around and chit-chat with the people that we already know.
Yeah.
And then people come up to us now, which is nice.
It is nice.
It doesn't happen very often, but like once a conference, someone will come up to us, and it feels so nice when they do that. So, any other thoughts, Steve?
Yeah, it allows you guys to get a comfort level with what's going on, because when you go into it, I mean, there is a certain amount of introvertedness because you don't know what the response is going to be, but when people warm up to you, you're like, okay, well, this turned out pretty cool, so yeah, I'm liking this. And so you feel more comfortable. Your comfort zone went up, and you're like going, all right, this is great, and you gain more confidence, and I love you guys, and I appreciate what you do, and I just love commenting every once in a while.
Well, thank you, Steve. We appreciate your call tonight, and thank you for making it. 1-800-259-9231. I like how he said that if you take one of those tests, That's just a snapshot of you at that time.
I've taken the Myers-Briggs test, I think, three times, and I come up pretty similar, but all I remember is the first time I took it when I was, 18 years old, I came up ENTJ, which I think is the same thing Hitler was. Not that it means anything, but it's a very leader-oriented personality.
I feel like that's what I got last time I took it, but I don't really recall.
However, I think
I used to be an ISTP.
Last time I took it, I came up ENTP, things change.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Your situation changes, your passions change, your interests change, and you change. But if you choose not to, you can stay as static as you want. I think he's right, though, that if you want to do something differently, all you have to do is resolve to do it and then figure out how to make it happen. It's the same thing with any goal. You set a goal for yourself and you work backwards to where you are today and you figure out how to get from point A to point B.
You can have anything that you choose.
It's true. All right, we continue here with Dave in Michigan. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys. I did MBTI a couple of times myself when I was first in junior college and then I guess later in master's school. And I recently did it with my employees. The value in something like that is in self-reflection, to kind of use it as a tool to understand yourself and how you communicate with others better. But as soon as you take it for example, an employer who wants to try to categorize you or when they start to use tools like that to determine who you are and what your capabilities are, that's when it gets really bad.
Why do you say it gets bad?
Well, I'll give you one of my favorite quotes. It's from John Whitney, a management theorist, and he says that all amateur psychologists and most professionals are dangerous when they try to confine a complex human being into one of their arcane pigeonholes.
Into a category. Yeah, makes sense.
And that's what tends to happen with testing, psychological testing like that, is people, even when I did it with my employees, and they saw themselves in their own profile, but then they looked at each other and said, oh, you're one of them, therefore you're better at this or not as good at that, or you're better at, what I basically was trying to teach them is that, no, it's just a way to understand yourself and then to understand that other people don't think like you and they may communicate differently than you do.
So even if this is who you are today, a very basic sketch, you can be whoever you want to be tomorrow.
One of the problems with employers giving these quizzes, and this is where I got one at Clear Channel, is that sometimes employers will say, well, I want ENTJs for this job, and I want ISTPs for this, and they want different people for different jobs, and then they get the snapshot, and they'll use it as though it's the truth.
Yeah, try observing somebody and then assigning them based on their actual abilities. Thanks for the call, Dave. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
The word catastrophe is defined as a sudden and widespread disaster. The only way to be truly ready is to prepare yourself now. The7store.net is here to make sure you are fully prepared in the event of any catastrophe. The7store.net carries high-quality storable MREs, storable and freeze-dried foods, survival gear, terror and pandemic kits, water storage, self-reliant items, and more, all with a low-price guarantee. We are ready to answer your questions and offer advice on preparedness, food storage, and more. See why the7store.net is one of the nation's most trusted emergency preparedness companies for home, business, and schools. Take the first responsible step in preparing for the next inevitable catastrophe by visiting the7store.net. That's the7store.net. Or call 1-888-654-3447. That's 1-888-654-3447.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
I was drinking more than I should, and I knew it. I just made excuses and wrote it off as stress from work or problems at home. I thought I was functional, but then I realized that just being functional wasn't any kind of life at all. That's when I heard about a free CD from the National Institute for Alcohol Recovery. Turns out it's different from anything else out there, including 12-step or hypnosis. It's based on the latest research, and it really turned things around for me.
This free alcohol recovery CD tells you about everything you need to succeed in the privacy of your own home. We guarantee it. We are so sure of your success with our alcohol recovery program that if you can find a better home recovery program anywhere, we'll pay for it. So you have absolutely nothing to lose. For a free CD, call 1-800-309-0958. That's 1-800-309-0958. 1-800-309-0958.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com features including the bulletin board system, over 450,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about, including serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all at bbs.freetalklive.com, bbs.freetalklive.com.
Audible.com has over 60,000 titles to choose from, every genre of book available. Audible has it covered. Get a free audiobook download when you sign up today. Go to audiblepodcast.com/FTL. That's audiblepodcast.com/FTL. And sign up today and get a free audiobook.
All right, let's continue with your phone calls about anything. Chris is in Texas. And you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Chris.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's going on tonight?
I just wanted to talk about I wanted to tell you one thing and ask you a question about another.
Right.
It really doesn't matter. Like one of the callers earlier said about the whole 9/11 thing, you know, once you realize that the government's not your friend and they're not out to help you, pretty much everything past that's irrelevant. You know, 9/11, whatever. You
Absolutely.
Know, let's work towards fixing everything. So, but yeah, the thing I wanted to tell you was, and it's kind of along those lines, on CNN, I was just looking on the website today, and they've got a video of this old woman that was there to watch Barack Obama getting carried off by the Secret Service, and they do this interview with her, and she's just the sweetest old lady, you know, sitting there trying to explain how she had no idea what was happening.
She was carried off for what reason?
You know, they didn't really make it very clear. Apparently she had a letter that she wanted to give Barack Obama, and the Secret Service didn't like the letter.
Mm.
But she was a reporter. She was from the press, and she made that clear in her interview. And I don't know if you're bored, it's on the main page of CNN right now. I don't know that the media will really pick up on it any more than, you know, just a little blurb on their website.
Did she go limp or something? Why did they have to carry her off?
Yes. She even said that in her interview. She sat down. She said she's a black woman, and she said during the civil rights we were told to sit down if something happened, and that diffuses the situation. So she sat down. Mm. And they physically pick her up, and another CNN reporter actually just filmed the whole thing. So you have video of everything.
Mm-hmm.
and then they're interviewing her as you're watching the video. So, I mean, like I said, it doesn't accomplish much more because we already know the government's like this. So,
yeah.
You know, it's just kind of an interesting little thing. But the thing I
like
wanted
that approach,
to
though, sit down. That's cool. I like that. So just sit down instead of going completely limp. Sit down, and that way, when they try to pick you up, they kind of have to pick you up from a seated position.
Yeah, but they did.
they did.
So,
they've got enough cops. It won't be a problem.
Yeah, there was plenty of them around. You could see that in the video.
I'm looking forward to the day when we have a very heavy set activist decide to not assist the police and see what they do then.
See how that works out. Well, the thing I wanted to tell you, and moving on, more of the same. I live in Texas, and our legislator has now introduced a bill where they've complained that they've found people that they can't come up with any charges for them on. This is House Bill 3680. That if they can't find any charges for people, they can now charge you with a felony if they find drug paraphernalia, and they can take away your children.
Nice.
And the proponents for this have advocated that, you know, sometimes there's people we really need to arrest, but we can't think of anything to arrest them for. So I don't know how that will work out.
Paraphernalia was not illegal before? I guess I'm a little confused as to what you're saying.
Well, it's a misdemeanor, and now they want to make this a felony if you have a child. So it's targeted towards, you know, if you have a kid, this is justification for removing your children. So
that's great.
With the 115 million admitted pot smokers, you know, if this were nationwide, hey, one out of three people, we're taking your kids away now.
Yeah, how's the welfare system going to handle that one? How is the child welfare system, the foster system?
They won't take away everybody's kids who they find paraphernalia with. Just the ones that they want to take them away from.
You know, the ones that don't shut up.
It's all arbitrary, you know?
Thanks for the story tonight, Chris.
Well,
I
have a question.
Go ahead.
This is something I'm encountering, and you touched on this, and I can't really remember what you said, Ian.
Okay.
I got a speeding ticket, and I'm planning on going into court, and I just wanted you to tell your story again, and I'm sorry for asking you to repeat it, but it was something about when you went in to talk to the prosecutor that you said something along the lines, and this is what I want to do, of, you know, I don't believe in what you're going to spend this money on or whatever, but you offered to donate the money to a charity.
Oh, that I did do. Some people I've not gotten a speeding ticket situation yet. I went to jail because I would not move a couch off of my tenant's lawn. That was their couch. They didn't move it. I wouldn't move it either because the neighbor down the street who snitched me out refused to come meet me like a good neighbor. And I said, I'll move the couch if she comes and meets me. And she didn't. So I didn't move the couch. They put me in a jail cell. After that, they demanded that I pay the fine, even though I'd gone to jail. And I did make an offer to them. I did fill out one of their little motion forms. It was like a motion for alternative payment. And I basically said I offer to pay twice as much. And I thought about doing just the same amount because they might have said yes to that too. But I figured it was the holiday season. I wanted to, you know, be the better man or whatever and offer up more than they were demanding. So I basically said I'll give X amount of dollars to, I think it was like $240 or something, to the, because it was $120 was what they were demanding for me. So I offered $240 to the community kitchen in lieu of actually paying the fine to the court or doing community service, and it was approved.
You know, I often think about this on speeding tickets, if they really wanted to just incentivize people to go the speed limit and it wasn't a revenue generation issue, this should be every town and every state in America should just jump all over this. Oh, we'd love it for you to give to a not-for-profit, but they don't want to do that. Most of them won't allow it, and it forces them to show their colors.
And I had I also basically informed them that I would be reporting on their motion or on their decision on my blog at freekeen.com. So I had that extra edge, I think, of having a blog where at least a handful of people come and look at it from time to time that live around here. So they, I'm sure, did not want – if they were going to decide, no, you have to pay us or else and they were going to force me into that, then it would have looked bad for them, especially it being the holiday season. But any old time, it's going to look bad if you say, hey, I'll give this money to charity, and they say, no, you'll have to give it to us. But if they say that and you can't really promote it, then it won't really matter. But if they say no and you can promote that they said no and you can get the word out about that and it can do damage to their legitimacy, then it will matter, and that will help pressure them into basically accepting your offer. It'll be interesting to see what happens with it. Are you going to try that approach?
Oh, definitely. Well, it's one of two approaches. That's one. And the other one is, you know, since I don't believe what they would spend that money on, I don't believe in their cause,
yeah,
that I was going to offer to let them spend money to actually send me to jail. And so, you know, I was going to make that offer and say, hey, look, I'm not going to pay you. And coincidentally, I got a buddy that's in that jail right now for resisting arrest, and mm-hmm. he has been for 3 months. So I was thinking, hey, I could go hang out with him in the jail, although I don't know how much.
As long as you're willing to go to jail, there's nothing they can really do to you. And there have been activists who have been willing to go to jail over things like speeding tickets and over not paying the fines. And basically what the judge has done when he has been faced with an activist who has basically told him in his court to his face, hey, I don't support this system, and I'm not going to be your piggy bank, and I don't pay for extortion, so if you must put me in jail, then that's what you got to do. And the times that people have done that, they have been able to walk out of that courtroom without going to jail. The exception so far has been Andrew Carroll, the marijuana civil disobedience activist, who will be reporting to jail early next week. And, of course, we'll bring you the information on that as it develops. Unless, of course, they decide to turn him, basically say, well, we don't want you. But I bet they're going to take him in and he's going to spend 9 days in jail. But his case has really been the only one so far of all of the activists that has resulted, I mean, besides me going to jail and Sam going to jail, as far as refusal to participate in their system, refusal to pay fines and things like that, he's the one that's going to go to jail. So it doesn't always work, but it's worth a shot. And if you were going to pay the fine, you might as well offer to pay it to charity, because then at least it's going to go to something good.
That was my thought. I mean, I'll tell you what really scares me about it, though, is I have seen your YouTube video of you against Judge Burke and your contempt charge there, and that's scary to me. I mean,
you can't get a contempt
to...
charge for filing a motion. It's just a motion, just a piece of paper that you're requesting the judge do something, and the judge will either approve or deny it. So you can't get a contempt charge for that. Thanks for the call.
Well,
good luck. Let us know what happens,
you.
Dude. Thank you, sir. 800-259-9231. Not that I'm a lawyer. Don't take my advice. But I'm pretty sure that contempt charges only really count when you're in the courtroom, which is why it's strange that Sam has one. He never made it to the court. Our friend, Sam.
Are you tired of feeling like you can't keep up with, let alone fight, the never-ending increases in government power? How do we, in one step, eliminate all these abuses and prevent them from returning again? The answer is simple. We must control the money. If it weren't for the Federal Reserve System and the so-called income tax, our government could have never become what it is today. Elite financier Rothschild arrogantly admitted, "Permit me to issue and control the money of a nation, and I care not who makes its laws." That statement says it all. If others control the money, we cannot limit government growth or power. Under our current monetary system, we are slaves to the financial elite. Take the time to learn how this corrupt system works. Purchase a copy of Dishonest Money today. Learn the system, fight it, and abolish the one scam that funds all the rest. Dishonest Money. Available at Amazon or DishonestMoney.com.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and, worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. eFoods does it again. The three-day responder provides one adult with 3 days' worth of healthy, delicious, easy-fix food. The price of the three-day responder is almost ridiculous at $27.95 for actually 12 meals plus snacks. When you taste the food in the three-day responder, you'll understand why families trust eFoods Direct to provide healthy, delicious food for every need. Whether you're hunting, playing, or responding to an emergency, the food in the three-day responder is easy to fix and ready to go. Food is an everyday need. The three-day responder is for the time when food should be the last thing you have to worry about. The three-day responder, $27.95. Sometimes the best things do come in the smallest packages. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Enough time for your call if you make it right now. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those. We've got a chat room. It is available for you. It's public, chat.freetalklive.com. If you're an amplifier, there's also a special amp-only chat, which you'll get the details on that if you are an amplifier. But in the meantime, you can enjoy the public one at chat.freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI has a full orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL knows that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. And their staff is respectful. They record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. And please do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live.
All right, let's continue with your calls. Dustin in Washington, you are on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Dustin.
Hi.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I'm calling tonight to talk about a website that I'm making.
Okay.
It's called Coastal Hemp Nation, and it's kind of like your Free State Project, but with California and Oregon and Washington.
So you want to make a hemp nation?
Yeah.
Man, it sounds like it might be pretty popular. What's your plan exactly?
Well, right now I'm just working on making a website to help people just get together and, like, communicate, you know? Because basically, if you depend on someone, they have control over you. So the kind of the point is just to help people become independent.
So you want people to be independent of what exactly?
Oh, of the government, of all sorts of things, you know? If you have to depend on your neighbor to get water, they have control over you. So if you have a way to get it yourself and your water independent, that's something that no one can hold over your head.
What you're saying is absolutely true. Being self-sufficient is a good thing. However, division of labor is a way that people have become more wealthy. So likely being independent will never result in you being wealthy.
Because you have to spend all your time cutting down trees and
planting
food,
grow your own
food
and all those other things. And you can't get good at any one thing, putting caps on widgets.
Right, which means that if you're not wealthy, you don't have a lot of free time.
Right, and money, to a certain level, is freedom in this country.
But what does that all have to do with hemp? I mean, how does that all tie in, being independent / hemp? I guess I'm confused.
It's a really good plant for healing the soils. It's really good for just all sorts of things. And I just don't think that we need to depend on polluting technologies. And we can kind of divert our need of those by using hemp.
So are you trying to get a secessionist movement together, sort of centered around the idea of a hemp-based economy or something?
I'm not really telling anyone what to do. I just want to help people become more free.
Right, right, right. I'm not saying you're telling people what to do. No one told us to join the Free State Project. We just decided to join because it was a good idea. I mean, is that what you're trying to do, is bring people to that particular area, or just try to convert the existing people to be more independent there in the area to eventually leave the United States? Or what's your big – do you have a vision at all beyond just helping people become more independent?
Well, I think, yeah, we can basically secede and eliminate our need for government. That is another big point.
I hope it works out for you. I just – here's my concern.
Color me skeptical. The California government is you know, got its hand out to the United States. You know, they are essentially a welfare queen. They're not going to be leaving the United States when they're looking for handouts. Plus, you've got such an incredibly large amount of people in California that, you know, swaying them is going to be that much more difficult than it would be in a smaller place.
Yeah, it seems like beyond all of those practical matters, you also have kind of the unfair classical thing that marijuana smokers have been saddled with, and that is that they're lazy. Now, I know it's not true. I know that the marijuana smokers that I know
are trying to get them to get out and vote.
They're productive members of society, and they are out there doing things on a daily basis that are helping improve people's lives. I don't believe that marijuana smokers are lazy, but I do believe that most Americans are, and I do believe that, or at the very least, apathetic towards changing things. I don't mean lazy. They probably work very, very hard in their careers, but I think that most Americans are apathetic, and that when you want them to get out and do something for themselves, it's difficult to get them to do something for themselves that will improve their lives. Like you're saying, in your opinion, becoming more independent could help improve their lives. In your opinion. It's going to be difficult to get people behind this. I mean, just as an example, we are having a difficult time getting liberty-loving activists to move to New Hampshire in order to get active for freedom, and we've got far fewer people here in New Hampshire than you do in, you know, one of the major cities in California. So our task would seem to be easier on its face than what you're proposing. I don't want to rain on your parade or tell you not to do it. I say go for it. See how it works out for you. If you feel like after a few years you've been spinning your wheels and your website isn't really getting the attention you'd hoped it was, and you're seeing what's happening over in New Hampshire, and, you know, maybe we'll even have hemp legalized by then. I don't know. Yeah. I think that we're going to have a better odds of success.
California's
here.
Definitely closer to that.
That's true. I think we're going to have better odds of success here overall from an overall freedom perspective. But if all that's important is hemp and self-sufficiency to you, then maybe you will have more success. I don't know. I guess it all depends on your goals and how well you market your ideas and how palatable they are to people. I think you should give it a shot. I mean, I think the more competition out there, the better. Competition raises the level for everyone. Thanks for the call and good luck. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. All right, so no time to get into the secession story tonight. Maybe we'll save that for tomorrow. However, Mancow. I do want to talk about Mancow.
Mancow Mueller?
Mancow Mueller or Mueller?
Okay, one of the two.
I don't know. Whatever.
We'll likely see him at the Talkers convention next weekend.
Yes. And so I gave him props over the weekend because he had himself waterboarded for the purpose of seeing what it was like.
Yep.
To be able to honestly be able to comment on whether or not he thought it was torture. And I gave him props, and I said, you know, Mancow's a hero for doing that.
Yeah, he got up and said, that's torture.
Right. He had the intellectual honesty to admit that all. He still deserves credit for that. But then I saw this quote. Did you see his follow-up quote about this, Mark? Allow me to share this with you. I believe it came from one of my industry publications. We get industry newsletters for the radio business, and I think this was in there. Here's what he said. Would I waterboard an Islamic fascist to save any American baby? Yes. Having said that, the very definition of torture is anguish of body or mind. I had both. Yet we must always remember our soldiers did not waterboard three people for fun. They did their patriotic duty while trying to save lives.
I think that a soldier can do their patriotic duty and still do something illegal. I trust our soldiers. If a ticking nuclear bomb is in the middle of Manhattan and they for some reason have the guy who knows where this thing is to do what it takes to get it out of there, and I trust them to take whatever legal ramifications that they get, hold their heads heads high and say, I did it for America. Because America shouldn't allow torture. That's it.
So he continues with his quote. He says, we must remember our soldiers did not waterboard three people. They did their patriotic duty while trying to save lives. Do we behead people or shove bamboo shoots under their fingernails? No. We had doctors on duty to make sure nobody got hurt. Torture? Yes. But do I care if these monsters have it done to them? Nope.
I don't care if a real terrorist gets tortured and they get real information.
But how do you know?
That's the point. You don't. The first off, they don't know, and they tortured plenty of people that they didn't have any real evidence that they.
So. They just said so. They just said all they did was say so. Well, so and we think so and so's a terrorist.
He's a terrorist. Well, you should prove it,
which they have not done.
Right. So a real terrorist and. Man will never know for sure whether somebody's really a terrorist or not because people are fallible.
Well,
and if they got evidence that was of any use. The fact is we went into Iraq based on weapons of mass destruction based on information that we got from torture.
Mm.
It was information that the Egyptian government had gotten from torture. And so we were there on fallacious information gained by torture. That's the problem with torture.
And that is the other problem. Beyond the fact that it's horrific and inhumane on his face, it's also just doesn't result in real good information coming out of the victim. They're going to say what they need to say to get the damn torture to stop. And I don't blame them for it. It's sick. So, shame on Mancow. I take it back. Well, I still think he was courageous to actually do it. But as Will Grigg points out over at LouRockwell.com, he says that Mancow insists that he went under the procedure in its most benign form. He could call it off on his own terms at any time, and the purpose was to conduct a demonstration, not to break his will. So this was the most wimpy version of waterboarding that you could imagine.
Yes.
He could get up. He wasn't strapped down or anything like that. They weren't actually trying to extract information from him. The people that were surrounding him were all his buddies. So it would have been a totally different situation had he been around a bunch of real torturers.
Right.
And he considered that torture. Anyway, it's Vinny in here with you.
And Mark.
Back tomorrow night. See you then. Online in the meantime. FreeTalkLive.com.
AlaKeys.com is a community for self-learners. At AlaKeys, you'll find tools to help you connect with people learning the same things you're learning. Tutor other community members. And to make contacts that can help you find jobs. You can also earn money by sharing your know-how with others and contributing quality content. Visit AlaKeys at alekese.com. Again, that's alekese.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.